everyone. You are listening to Astrology with Jessica. This podcast is intended to start the conversation about astrology and how it can enhance your life. Discover more about your destiny through understanding celestial signs and symbols. Welcome to your magical journey. This episode will discuss Sun in Scorpio, which is from approximately October 23rd to November 21st each year. The sign of Scorpio is the second water sign of the zodiac and is ruled by Pluto, who rules the netherworld and the dead. Pluto also rules over regenerative forces and the beginnings and end phases of life. Scorpios are mainly associated with the scorpion, and this is related to their precise ability to understand situations at hand and to be able to call people out. Scorpions are also known for their deadly sting, and this is metaphorical of the Scorpio's use of intuition, which often leaves people stunned. Scorpios are also associated with the dove, which encompasses their need for peace. Scorpios have a very wide emotional range, which can range from a deep, deep depression to the highest heights of joy. Finding inner peace among their swinging pendulum of emotions is the challenge for Scorpios. And when they're able to achieve that control, they're able to channel the forces and the energy within them into very productive things. So works of art, into their career, into their families, and supporting others, because Scorpio is the opposite sign of Taurus, which is providing for oneself. And Scorpios are naturally providers for others, and they use their water as a water sign to nurture others through sharing their spiritual development, as well as providing for others through material possessions. Lastly, Scorpios are also associated with the Phoenix, and this speaks to the level of transformation that happens to Scorpios over their life. Scorpios are what they would call one of the last ego signs, and starting with Aries, the very first sign, all the way up until Scorpio, these people in this lifetime have a life in which they are supposed to develop and learn about themselves, learn about their ego. And ego is not necessarily a bad thing in astrology terms. All it really means is the filter you use to interact with other people. So you're developing yourself and who you are and how you interact with others. Now, I think that Scorpio, being the last of the ego sign, that's why it's associated with death in the underworld, because it's also symbolic of the dying ego. Letting go of the ego is a common theme among many different types of spiritual principles, and to be able to understand, you know, the needs of themselves and to perhaps sacrifice that for the higher needs of others. Scorpios are very passionate people, and their key word is I desire. They feel things very deeply and are largely very intuitive. Scorpios are a very sexy sign, and they may use the sexual energy or even just their charming nature as a way of interacting with other members of the zodiac. This energy is also Kundalini energy, which is the essential life force that gives us power to do our daily activities and to manifest the things and goals that we want in our life. Focusing on your energy and ways to replenish your energy, whether it's psychic or spiritual energy or physical energy, is something to take note of. The magical birthstone of Scorpio is topaz, which releases occult powers and brings serenity of mind. It also protects from enemies and illness. Another stone associated with Scorpio is purple onyx. Onyx gives strength, vigor, steadfastness, and stamina. It also imparts self-confidence, easing grief, and enhances self-control and stimulates the power of wise decision-making. It encourages happiness and good fortune. Lastly, I just wanted to talk about the powerfulness of a Scorpio and that Scorpion energy. It is associated with revolution and having the insight and understanding of exactly how to take action when debates and words just kind of break down. So I think that is one of the reasons that Scorpios, you know, have overwhelming emotions sometimes or powerful emotions. They are leaders of people in situations of injustice. So, you know, having particular causes that make you passionate are definitely something that would be associated with this sign. But just understand that sometimes the strong, intense feelings are so that there's the energy and the willpower and the harnessing ability to fight for a cause or fight for what's right. Thank you for listening to Astrology with Jessica. Please like this podcast and share it on social media. You can follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Astrology with Jessica.